Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So our assignment from yesterday was, what kind of body is it? So we were looking at, bringing the attention throughout the body and experiencing the body as fully as possible. And so the question was, what kind of body is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, good morning, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Diane. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. How are you?
I am so happy to be here.
Oh, excellent. Me too.
And I've been enjoying a couple days of post-retreat glow, I guess, would be the
uh-huh.
word in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then ego had me so badly last night. And this morning, I went back to the question for the class and spent a lot of time recording and listening about what life dropped in. And it was really delicious. It was, I don't have the book in front of me, but, what kind of body is it? I think that was the question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I came up with words like vibrant and enthusiastic and energetic and engaged and powerful, which I need to go back to because ego is trying to pull me into another answer to that question.
Right.
That is not helpful to anyone, least mm-hmm. of all me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to provide that report.
Uh-huh. Well, that is marvelous because once we see that we are talked into the life experience we're having, so the quality of our life is determined by the focus of our attention, and we realize that what our attention is on constantly is a conversation, and if it is a conversation in conditioned mind with ego, then it's going to be pretty much the opposite of all those words. Right, because it's going to be demoralizing and depressing and, just why get out of bed in the morning. But if the conversation is with life about what is really true and what is so, which I project those words that life dropped in for you, they are true and so, and that is energizing and exciting, and there's enthusiasm and you want to participate and we're grateful and appreciative and all of those things.
Yes, and it can be, as we all know, there are times when you feel like you're in the flow of life and you don't mm-hmm. feel like you're doing battle so much moment by
yes.
moment, and you're noticing that. In particular, I have yesterday specifically able to enjoy and not be overwhelmed by things that are intrinsically joyful but can also be sort of overwhelming to the nervous system if it's not in life and it's more identified with ego.
Yeah.
And I don't know where I was going with this. I was just really
yesterday.
I was like, oh, I've got ease in this situation, which I wouldn't
yes.
usually have
yes.
ease with, and how delightful that was, and how difficult that can be for me to maintain that often, even with a moment-by-moment practice
yes.
of turning my attention.
Yes. So the way I often see that, talk about it, look at it. And it's just, you know, one person's words for it. But it has to do with the energy that's there. So when there's a particular energy, that it feels like the energy is life and is in sync with life, then everything is easy. All of the things that are hard when we're not in that energy, not in sync with the energy of life, those same things, that's when ego grabs us. And it's hard. It's overwhelming. It's, I can't deal with it. But as soon as we slide into the energy of life, then there's ease. And we're aware that on another day, this would really throw me into a hole. But today it's easy and manageable, which is such good information for us to have, because it really proves to us that what we're looking at is process and not content. Right? It's not the circumstances, it's where I am. And the other point that you make that is critical for us to get is that when the energy is not flowing so easily, and we know that, and we're attempting to get to center, that's that image of one foot on the accelerator and one on the brake, right? So I'm okay, but it's a rough ride.
I know it well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to be aware of those three places and the conversation that goes with each one of those, I think can really help us to stay in process rather than letting ego talk us into a conversation about what's wrong with the content.
So I know you've said this before, but help me out here. So what's the antidote to foot on the gas, foot on the brake?
Just pretending to
the gas?
Yes, and the process, to realize that process. And if we stay with it, ego can't hold out against a constant devotion to being present. So what it counts on is that with that, we will get so upset or discouraged, or that we'll buy into the conversation of, this is a crummy day, I should have stayed in bed, I hate my life, you know, all of that stuff that conditioned mind wants to trap us in. But if we realize, ooh, the energy is just, it's not easy right now. I'm not fully present. I'm sort of in between. But I'm going to stay focused on getting here. So more listening to recordings, not necessarily making recordings in that situation, because you know full well what's going on with you, although describing it can be a way of disidentifying, but recordings about what you know to be true and who you are and what your life is like and that sort of thing. Eventually, the ego gives up. I mean, it'll come back to fight another day, but it gives up in that situation, and we find ourselves just, whew, okay, kind of back in cruise. All right, let me know, okay?
Tenacious.
Pardon me?
Gives up.
Conditioning? Ego?
Yes.
No, it never does. Keeps us on our toes, right? Keeps us having to choose life instead of just being given to, which, of course, is what ego says we deserve. All good things should just be given to us. We shouldn't have to work for it. It shouldn't be this hard. And really, I don't know that that's true.
It would be nice, but it doesn't work
well. Yeah, and maybe it wouldn't even be nice. Maybe we would just become bloated and entitled, which we have seen can happen when ego is able to run the show and And folks are, I'm not sure it's, you know, again, I don't admire it or aspire to it, but when everything is so easy that all ego is left with is complaining about small things all the time.
Oh, I guess I was referring to an ability to stay with life with more ease.
That comes with practice. And that's the one that we have to earn.
Got it.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Diane.
Thank you. Go happy.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane.
Can you hear me, Sherry?
Yes, I can now. I couldn't, and I wasn't sure you were there.
Well, it was a fascinating conversation in terms of the progression of our practice. And I loved what you said about when the energy is not easy, that acceptance that the energy is not easy without surrendering the willingness to be here allows life to take it from me.
Yes. Yes.
And render the ease, as opposed to me attempting to render the ease.
Yes. My part is to keep showing. It's that image of, in each moment, we show up with our hands out. You know, mm-hmm. We can't grab anything. We can't get something for ourselves, but we can be available for what we are given and appreciative of that, which seems to go a long way to more.
Yeah. And I do think that line we say in the daily recollection that in order to be in this perfect now, there is a surrender that's required.
Yes.
In order to receive the perfection, and if that surrender is absent, we don't receive the perfection. It's just simply how it is, and it lasts as long as it takes for us to get that.
Yeah.
To submit.
Yes, yes, because as the Buddha taught, you know, this is heaven and this is hell.
Yeah.
And the only, what makes the difference is a person's perception.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves? Hello?
Hi, this is Kate calling from Seattle.
Oh, hello, Kate. Hey.
Hello. I was locked on mute, so sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
I am happy to be here. How are you?
Just the same. This is a very big day for us, I will tell you, since you asked. We are moving center today. From one part of Mountain View to another part of Mountain View, and yes, it is. So I'm quite. There's a lot of energy that I would label excitement and enthusiasm, which is fun to have.
Well, I will be excited to see the new location.
Oh yes. When you're in town, you must. You must come see us. All right. What are you seeing now? How was reentry?
Well, the last conversation was really helpful and interesting because my energy was the difficult day for me was Monday. And I guess there was a patience with it and just kind of not going into the story, and it came back like it just sort of blew through, sort of like a shower of some sort, you know. It was like Monday was felt that way.
And it's showery.
Yeah.
Clearing in the afternoon.
Clearing in the afternoon, and then so it's been really nice not to attach to what ego has to say about reentry and kind of getting caught up in work and all of that, and just allow lower energy to be lower energy for a day.
Yes. 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 Mm-hmm. Instead of all of the labels that make it mean something, not a lot of energy today, not big energy today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was, it kind of pairs nicely with the last couple days of exercises and the body, because when I was looking at what kind of body it is it for today, you know, there's always the desire of ego to describe it physically. And then, of course, that leads to wanting to pick it apart. But what ultimately dropped in were a bunch of words, like the prior caller shared. But one of my favorite ones was steadfast.
Mm-hmm. So something you just said, Kate, that you're so big, which is, what kind of body is this today? We can even say, what kind of body is this right now?
Uh-huh.
Because
yeah.
When you said that, it was so clear to me anyway, in that moment, that one of the ways that ego gets us is that the body is this thing that it has described and given us an orientation to, and that is always the case. So it's not in the steadfast realm of, I don't know, how would you describe steadfast?
Sort of like a combination of like loyal and constant and, here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, whereas ego wants to get a picture for us of what's wrong with the body, and then let's carry that through life. So what kind of a body is this? I'm meant to draw or write ego's story about what's wrong with my body.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For all of its existence, right? Everything that has ever been wrong with it.
Yes. World without end, amen.
Right.
The next life, I'm going to go into it with these problems.
Yes.
Instead of, how is the body today? What kind of body is this today? And then looking to qualities like steadfast, which is kind of it's like a foundation. You know, it's the loyal and showing up for me no matter what I'm up to. And the kind of the patient, kind service.
Yes. Yes. And it's funny, when you asked me how I would describe steadfast, ego had a moment of panic because, like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can get it right. But there, like, when the word came to me, even if I couldn't define it exactly as it might be, like that, like, there's just a knowing that word feels appropriate.
Right. Yes. It's the right word. Why is it the right word? Well.
And what does it even mean?
I don't know. And what does it even mean? I don't know. I'm gonna have to live into that. Right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to be with that. I'm gonna have to be with the body. With that, it's like a koan, right? I'll have to find out all that means. words, because in this moment I don't know. That's just the information I got.
I love thinking of that as a koan, because what a fun, that's a different orientation than ego would want me to have with my body, of exploring how steadfast my body is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and the we would never use that word to describe ego, right? we just would not. Relentless, maybe, or that kind of image, but steadfast, no, because there's mm-hmm. there's just a steadfast is how you want people in your life to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, and thank everyone for retreat.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely.
It was good, wasn't it? We must do that.
So good. I would like to. Take care. So happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Kate. That's just lovely as a movement, right, Sherry, when we look at something we don't know, and then the mystery talks to us about itself. It's such an intimate revelation.
Ooh.
And it's true in the moment. And that's it.
Ooh. The mystery talks to us about itself. Wow. That's a chilled kind of a sentence. Because that's it, isn't it? That describes perfectly what Kate and I were circling around with steadfast, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the mystery talking to us about itself.
Mm. Which that label obscures, which is why conditioned mind goes to a panic, because it doesn't know. It's just simply a label. It's not a quality of existence,
mm-hmm.
which only existence can inform us of.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. Delicious.
Delicious, exactly. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. It's Kim. How
hello,
is
Kim?
Everyone?
My gosh, you've got the whole retreat here this morning.
It's pretty fun to hear everybody. And I'm happy to be here, and it's been an interesting reentry for me.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Well, thankfully, these bodily exercises have helped me to stay centered in the body and away from the stories. However, many opportunities have come up to take me away, and so it's been really excellent practice to keep remembering and remembering and remembering to come back.
Mm-hmm. That's really good, isn't it? It's one that favorite quote of mine of when I wonder what's going on with me, I look down to see where my feet are.
I love that.
And that's what you're describing, isn't it? That being able to come back to the body here. The body is always in the present, right? So here, let's get with the body. Let's get into the body, which brings us to Kate's steadfast, right? It's
it is
solidly here and present. And if we can be with it, then we can be as well.
Yeah, and I've been using the drill of what is here as opposed to what's not here. So the concrete
mm-hmm.
was that my water stopped working last night. And I was like, and it was spraying all over, and we got it turned off, thankfully. And then I was like, well, it's kind of like being at the monastery. I'm just going to have one fork, one knife, one spoon, one plate, one, you know, and it's fabulous. Like, yes. I was really missing that aspect of the simplicity of the monastery and missing a lot, and now I get to have it, and this is what's here for me right now, and I have running water, too, which is great because I lived without running water for 7 years, so I'm looking at what is here, grounding
simplicity.
In the body.
Simplicity is the joyous and practical guide.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then running water, oh, my gosh, it's just heaven.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's been fun. It's been a transition.
Good.
And I noticed many big changes in my body, too. My body feels a lot calmer. My body wants to do one thing at a time. My mind wants to do a million things, but my body wants to do one thing at a time.
Uh-huh. And be really fully there for that one thing.
My body wants quiet and just focus.
Mm-hmm. To be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Yep. All right.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. I have a great picture. Yeah. I have a great picture of everybody sitting in the meditation hall, listening, you know, rapt, and that's wonderful.
There we are together.
There we are.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini. Go happy.
Thanks, Kim.
Go happy.
Sherry, we have time for one more caller, so I'm going to bring one more caller live. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Wow, it is a reunion. This is Jan in the Bay Area. Hi.
Hey, Jan.
Wow. I just love, well, as every morning, love the whole conversation. And, you know, since retreat, I feel like I've experienced everything, which sounds a little odd, but it feels like the attention that, the focus of attention that retreat brings allowed me to care, you know, I brought that home, and the blessing was no one else is home right now, so I could practice with that in the most beautiful way, and I feel like I've just experienced it all. Conditioning has gone nutso trying to get control back, and I'm getting to see it. I just more, you know, just like on retreat, getting to see it more and more. And the body, as a result of being on retreat, I think, I just, you know, it's a miracle. What is this body? It's a miracle. Yeah. And when I drop into it, it is, I can experience everything. I think that's what it comes down to. It allows for everything else to be dropped. And what a blessing. What a blessing.
Yeah, and, you know, Jen, when you say that, it sounds crazy, but it's so easy to forget that without this body, nothing is happening. And it's the whole deal, right? And yet we treat it like it's a used car.
Yeah. Well, and what dropped it? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just gonna, you know.
Well, it was just it's just that what I forget how we say it, but that it's our vehicle to awakening.
Yes.
I mean, it truly is our vehicle to awakening. And exercises like we've had the last few for the year long, the last few days, are just this beautiful reminder of that. I mean, when I do the exercise, I'm reminded of that. When I think about it, there's no way. And I love constantly seeing that difference, too, of tensing the emotions and letting go. Well, what I got to, the blessing of that one was I got to see, at least for myself, that I have, for emotions, I have to go to my head. I have to go into the mind. At least that was my experience. And, wow, was that telling. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That when you stay with the body, It's a completely different experience, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And so that's the practice right now. As conditioning is going, going full bore to get control back, that the body's there for me, just dropped into the body. And it also is that letting go with that, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, for years, I've said, and it continues to be my experience, that I just don't experience emotion. I don't see anything other than a set of physical sensations and a story.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what people call emotion. Now, if you get to feeling, then now we're talking the sensations in the body. Yes. But again, it we have to go to labels in order to have some particular relationship with that continues.
Yeah.
You know, not the, as Kate was saying, the what's happening with, what kind of body is this now, or what's happening with this body now, today, in order to have those feelings mean something, if to create that as emotion, we do have to go to the labels and stories in the head. So just to stay with the body, what a different world.
Yep. Yep. Oh, so grateful.
Very fun.
Well, I know we're at
time.
Soon. Thank you so much. Yes, see you soon. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Stephanie. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Go happy.
You too.
Thanks, Jen. And that brings us to the end of another wonderful show, Sherry. Here is our assignment for today. This is again about the body. What do you feel about it? Is it comfortable to you? Record and listen.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
See you
All right.
Soon.
Thanks, Sherry. See you soon. Take care.
Take care, everybody. Go happy.